B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
You're not imagining things. Traffic is trash in Massachusetts. Signs are missing, and it's all Lil Nas X's fault. And lots of new movies to check out this weekend. Romero has the juice coming up.
Blueface might not be a legend in rap just yet, but that man's penis deserves a wing in the Coitus Hall of Fame.
Oh, God.
You ain't lying.
This whole report is going to be a mess. Leroy, what do you got in sports?
Look, dream big, people, and go after those dreams with everything you've got. Romero, your time is now.
But first, well, if you think traffic's gotten worse in Massachusetts, you are absolutely right. Now, we didn't need a study to tell us this, but the results of a year-long study are out, and it confirmed what we already know. Massachusetts traffic is the worst. Now, they're saying there's no single cause, but some of the factors include poor road conditions, a lot of ride shares, the housing crisis, which is forcing people to move further away from their jobs and having to commute, and some of the most congested roads in the morning. 93 South from Medford to Somerville. Yep. That's where I go. 93 North from Braintree to Neponset Circle, and Route 2 eastbound approaching the Alewife Station. And there are some recommendations in there, including building more affordable housing closer to public transportation. We need more affordable housing anyway, and working with businesses to create new commuting routes to jobs.
Working with businesses to create new commuting routes?
I don't understand that.
I'm going to pay for a highway that automatically links up to my parking lot. Come on, man.
Well, signs keep disappearing from towns in Massachusetts, and it's all Lil Nas X's fault. Wellesley officials say they've had to replace an Old Town Road sign three times since the song came out.
Nice.
And it's not the only place. I guess in Beverly, they had to replace their sign once in the spring. That is hilarious. And lots to choose from if you want to go to the movies this weekend. The Art of Racing in the Rain. It stars Milo Ventimiglia from This Is Us. He's a race car driver whose story gets told through the eyes of his dog. I actually read the book. It's so touching. Then there's The Kitchen. Stars Tiffany Haddish, Elizabeth Moss, and Melissa McCarthy. They're wives of these low-level mobsters in the 70s. Then they turn to a life of crime. Dora the Explorer's live-action movie, and the Lost City of Gold, is out.
Like hot garbage.
And finally, the movie that my niece told me I scared her with. I don't remember this, but you know the scary stories to tell in the dark, books?
Yes. That looks good as hell.
Yeah, it's like group of teenagers, haunted mansion, book of scary stories. So those are all out this weekend. All right, is Romero with the juice.
All right, not only is Wendy Williams single, but she's on the prowl, guys. Now, since you'll be getting all of that money, because she's worth a lot, and all of that beauty, she has a few demands for her next man. Number one is you got to be a gentleman, all right? As in, like, walking her to her car, opening doors. She says that she'll wait in front of a door for her man to open the door for her, because that's what she expects. I can deal with that. Number two is you have to be circumcised. Now, that implies that she's going to want me to have sex with her. So I'm out. Anybody else? Wendy Williams, she's all yours.
A lot of TMI going on.
Chris Rock is getting heat for a meme that he posted of a face of Betty White. That's what it is. And you're like, how could that sweet old lady offend anyone? She's so pretty and nice, and it's Betty White. Well, because the meme says, quote, the first thing people say when a mass shooting is announced, and then it has a picture of Betty White. Betty White. Get it? Betty White.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need to explain it any further. I mean, it's true. And Blueface, who's only 22 and just starting to get recognized as a rising star in rap, is already a legend. This man claims that in the past six months, not in his 22 years on the planet, just in 2019 alone, he's had sex with over 1,000 women.
Play that shit. Play that from the
Yay
area.
Okay. it's too early and I haven't had enough coffee, so somebody do the math for me.
You're trying to do the math in your head. I can help you out. He went on to elaborate, okay? He said he's been able to goose those numbers because he's had multiple partners at multiple times. Quote, it might be a threesome. It might be a foursome. I done had a fivesome, me and four girls. It was pretty hard, unquote. You know what? That does sound challenging. I salute you, Blueface. Now, listen, I know you don't believe in Pebbles, but I'm going to tell you why he might be telling the truth. Okay, number one, he just started his career, so he's not used to all the attention he's getting. He's getting people just throwing themselves at him. Number two, he's 22, so his, you know, his recharge game is at an all-time high. 4 or 5 minutes, he's back in it. And number three, this is the most important one. I doubt he's looking for quality at this point. You know what I'm saying? He's taking whatever comes at him. He just wants to pad his stats. So it's like when you get a steak bomb sub. You don't care about where the ingredients came from. You just want it not to be able to see the bread.
Sorry, I'm not impressed.
So even if it might not be exactly 1,000, I'm sure the number is high as hell. My only question is, how does he have time to make music with all of that sex happening around them? The stank is real. Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, the Sox beat the Angels 3-0, and shout-outs to Chris Sale for reaching 200 strikeouts for the 7th season in a row. It's the second longest streak in Major League Baseball history, so that's major.
Oh, good!
Oh, please, no, that's major. Staying in baseball, the Yankees and White Sox will play a game next August at the Iowa Farm that was made famous in the movie Field of Dreams. Now, I got two issues. First, it should have been the Yankees and the Sox, and second, the league's like, they need to get kids to be interested in the game. No, but no kids care about Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
They don't care about it. They don't know about it. Why are you guys doing that? I don't know about that.
And the Iowa, like what would be probably like a pop out to the shortstop will end up being a home run.
Well, I looked at the 3D tour you can take,
yeah,
and they're building an entirely new field, like a little bit away from it.
So,
but
forget
it's close.
The only fun part would have been home runs every time somebody touched the ball.
Right? The Patriots, 31-3 over the Lions. I know it's just preseason, but the team was on their Bret Hart. Their execution was excellent. It was some fierce, you could tell there's some fierce competition going on behind the scenes. Dudes are just really, really playing really, really hard. And I was impressed. But again, it's just the preseason. And Romero.
Yes.
It's time to make your dream come true.
Like what dream, Leroy?
Listen.
Oh!
Here we go. Hey! Because SummerSlam is coming to Boston in August 2020.
What?
At the Garden. All right, so if you don't know, people, Romero has this fantasy, this dream of becoming a wrestler and actually being in the ring and making it happen. It can happen.
I can do it. Yes. I can definitely do it.
All right, so it's going to be a 4-day event. You got SmackDown,
okay,
NXT TakeOver.
I'm going.
SummerSlam.
I'm going.
And then Monday Night Raw.
I'm
going
to have to take that week off.
There you go.
Oh,
so, God. I'm dead serious. We got to figure this out. I know Sasha Banks is from around here.
Yeah.
John Cena. Somebody hit them up. We got to get Romero in the ring, whether it's a guest referee, guest announcer. He's got to take a bump. If he got to come off the top rope, if he gets beat up in the crowd, something got to go down.
Do you know that John Cena, one time for a Monday Night Raw, brought me in the ring?
Yeah.
This was like when he was the champion,
okay,
and stuff. Yeah,
okay.
He like literally,
what'd you do?
He scooped. He just brought me in the ring and raised my hand like I was the champ.
Oh.
He made me the man. Because he's been a fan of us forever. He grew up around here. So the funny thing is, he had me sit front row,
uh-huh,
okay?
Uh-huh.
And he went out to get me. And Cena is a strong dude, but size-wise, he's only a few inches taller than me. He's not like super tall.
Oh, wow, okay.
This man wrapped his arm under my armpit, okay? Like the way you grab a little kid.
Carried you?
Picked me up, and my feet didn't even touch the barricade.
Wow.
He picked me up right over and brought me into, you know, onto their side of the thing, and then yep, he brought me in the ring. He gave me a shout out. You know what? I think I have it.
Come
the
on.
The video.
Now.
So
come
we on. Could pay it, maybe I'll find it, and we could put it on the Get Up Crew Instagram.
All right, you got a year to get this done, man.
No, we got it. Listen, if anybody who works at the Garden can hook it up with some good tickets, I love you.
There it is. Sox Angels tonight at 17, and guess what, Pebbles?
That's your sports?
Yep, that's your sports.
All right, good news, people. So if you're not a fan of flying, it can be scary. If you haven't flown in 15 years and you're 96 years old, it can be even scarier. So a woman on a flight... posted about something that she observed next to her, and it was really sweet. She said that the 96-year-old woman was terrified, and she asked to hold the man's hand who was next to her during takeoff. So, of course, he was very nice and said yes, and then she hugged him again when there was some turbulence, and it didn't stop there. He talked to her to calm her down the whole flight, helped her get to the restroom, helped her with her bag, and even stayed with her until she met her daughter at the gate, and the lady was so grateful. She wanted the guy to have her flight pretzels. I love that.
That's going to be Melissa, except the person's going to go, no, I don't want to hold your hand. Get away from me, you weird old lady.
That's your good news in this report made hot by Sullivan Tire and Auto Center. We're always here to get you there.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.